This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news headlines first. Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma attends World Bank meeting. Election Commission warns against publishing pre-post survey results. And US and Mexico make a deal to ease Venezuela migration. Now the news in detail. Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma presided over the 53rd Governor's Session of the World Bank Group and the Southeast Asian Group of the International Monetary Fund on Wednesday. In the session held at the annual meetings of the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund, various problems faced by the member states were discussed. On the occasion, the participants emphasized that the problems of countries like Nepal should be addressed by providing financial aid to address the problems created globally. Likewise, Finance Minister Sharma participated in the sideline executive dialogue session and discussed the steps taken by the member states to address the problems brought about by climate change. Governor of Nepal Rashtra Bank Mahaprasad Adhikari, Finance Secretary Krishnahari Puskar, Ambassador of Nepal to the US Sridhar Khatri and other high-ranking officials participated in the event. Also on Wednesday, Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma met with Samantha Power, the Chief Administrator of the USAID at its headquarters, and discussed establishing a strong foundation for the promotion of bilateral interests and cooperation between Nepal and the USA. In the meeting, Finance Minister Sharma praised the support provided by the US to the economic development in the affairs of Nepal. According to Nepali Embassy in the US, Finance Minister Sharma sought support for Nepal to help it face the challenges of information technology, climate change and other priority areas set by the government. The UN General Assembly has passed a resolution with a large majority condemning the barbaric and brutal attack by Russia on Ukraine, with 143 member states voting in favor of it. Nepal has also voted in favor of the resolution. In the voting held on Wednesday, 143 countries voted in favor and 5 countries voted against it. The countries who voted against were Belarus, the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, Nicaragua, Russia and Syria. Similarly, 35 countries abstained from the vote. A majority of those countries abstaining were African nations alongside China and India. The Election Commission has requested not to do pre-poll surveys of political parties for the House of Representatives and the Province Assembly to be held on 20th of November. The Commission issued a statement today saying that the Election Code of Conduct has been implemented and warned against polling and publishing the results of the candidates. In a statement signed by Kamal Bhattrai, Assistant Spokesperson of the Commission, Section 4 of the Election Code of Conduct states that from the date of registration of the candidates' nomination papers until the voting is completed, no polling can be conducted or the results of such polls can be announced or published. A meeting of the Central Work Education Committee of the Nepali Congress has been scheduled for Friday. A press release issued today by Chief Secretary of the Nepali Congress Central Office Krishna Prasad Paudel reads that the meeting has been called at the Party Central Office Sanepa at 2 p.m. 41 Dalit families have been displaced due to the risks of a landslide at Bujungi of Sandi Kharka Municipality 7 in Orgakhanchi District. Ward Chairperson Chura Bahadur Kesi said 161 members of 41 families have been displaced due to the risks of a landslide and they have been taking shelter at a building of a local Chandra Prabha Secondary School. The landslide has damaged some houses in the village and some of them are at high risk. Assistant Chief District Officer Meghnath Padhyay said there is a situation to shift the entire settlement to a safer place. A rhino was electrocuted in Chittoon early this morning. With these, two rhinos died so far in the current fiscal year. The rhino died after receiving an electric shock from the bare electric wire fence that was set up at a pig farm near Ichani Rivulet of Khairhane Municipality 12. Chief Conservation Officer of the Chittoon National Park, Hari Bhadra Acharya, said a male rhino of around 6 years died in the incident. He said a team of technicians from Chittoon National Park has been sent to the incident site and for the investigation into the incident is underway. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. The US and Mexico have agreed to a plan that allows some Venezuelan migrants to enter the US, but those who arrive illegally will be sent back to Mexico. It is hoped the deal will ease pressure at the US-Mexico border, where a steady flow of Venezuelans continue arrive as they flee the crisis-hit nation. Starting immediately, flights will be arranged for 24,000 migrants to arrive in the United States. Some 6 million people have left Venezuela in the past 5 years. Under the new deal, which is effective immediately, the 24,000 eligible Venezuelan migrants, a tiny fraction of those who have fled, will be allowed to access the US by year and stay for up to 2 years. Ukraine's NATO-led allies have announced deliveries of advanced air defense weapons to Kyiv after a spate of Russian missile strikes. The weaponry promised by the UK, Canada, France and Netherlands includes missiles and radars. The US earlier made a similar pledge. One high-tech system from Germany is already in Ukraine. The pledges come as Ukraine's allies from 50 countries meet at NATO headquarters in Brussels. Kyiv hailed the summit as historic. Hours later, Russian shelling hit the southern city of Mykolaiv on Thursday morning, officials said. It has been a particularly intense week in Ukraine. On Monday and Tuesday, it saw some of its heaviest Russian bombardment in months when more than 100 missiles were launched, hitting energy infrastructure and non-military targets, including a children's playground. The United Nations General Assembly has voted overwhelmingly to condemn Russia's attempts to annex 4 regions of Ukraine. The resolution was supported by 143 countries, while 35 states, including China and India, abstained. As well as Russia, 4 countries rejected the vote, namely Belarus, North Korea, Syria, and Nicaragua. Although symbolic, it was the highest number of votes against Russia since the invasion. Last week, in a grand ceremony in the Kremlin, President Vladimir Putin signed documents to make the eastern Ukrainian regions of Luhansk, Donetsk, Zaporizhia and Kherson part of Russia. The agreements were signed with the Moscow-installed leaders of the 4 regions and came after self-proclaimed referendums in the areas that were denounced as a sham by the West. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division forecasts the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy in the high hilly and mountainous region of the country and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places in Province 1 and Bagmati Province and at one or two places in the rest of the provinces. Similarly, the division stated the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy in Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gondaki Province and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the provinces tonight. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places in Province 1 and Bagmati Province and at one or two places in Gondaki Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma attends World Bank meeting. Election Commission warns against publishing pre-polls survey results, and US and Mexico make a deal to ease Venezuela migration. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.